Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Boy, 3-day weekend. Boom. Just like that. Gone. It's over.
It was so nice, though. I want to start a petition to have 3-day weekends all the time.
At least on weekends of, like, big football games when people are just, you know what I mean?
That matters 0% to me.
I know it doesn't matter.
I just enjoy 3 days off of work and then also a short work week.
But, man, when you go next level, some of those Sunday night football games, it's like I was sitting there Sunday watching the games and I was like, man, I couldn't go to work tomorrow if I tried. I mean, I'm glad I got the day off on Monday.
Oh, because you were up all night watching them? How late do they go?
Well, they only went to like 9:30, but I did about, you know.
Oh, you were drinking during the games.
Well, I had a couple of beers. And you were just amped up. You know what I mean? Like,
the adrenaline.
You know how guys get when you watch sports? It's probably how you get when you watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, I get all fired up.
You get all fired up, right?
You're at the TV. No, don't gossip about the other girl. You're setting yourself up to go home.
Yeah, you're like emotional. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you get really, like your adrenaline spiking in and out. You just get crazy. So I got my way on Sunday to watch football. You got your way yesterday and you were able to watch The Bachelor.
Yes.
Where are you? This is the third episode?
Yeah, so this is the third episode and I was not impressed overall with the episode.
Whoa, you're turning on your show.
For entertainment purposes, it was a snooze fest. I was on my phone, basically, watching.
Not a good sign. Like, yeah, that's not a good sign.
I was paying attention, but not paying attention. And Brian, my fiance, he goes, are you even watching this? I'm like, yes, I'm watching it, but it's boring. So I just, I'm going to be on my phone.
Do you like the guy?
Time.
He seems boring in the promos. He seems boring. I don't watch it.
Colton's really sweet.
But boring. He's boring, right?
He's a little vanilla.
Vanilla. Oh, that's a great word for him.
He is.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. So the girls now, there's drama and they're talking about each other and feeling the need to go to Colton and warn him about the other girls.
Oh, it's high school stuff.
Right, yeah. But we've seen this time and time again. Yeah. I know the Bachelor Nation understands where I'm coming from. And it's never a good idea to go behind another girl's back and warn the Bachelor. It usually doesn't work in your favor. Now, last night, it did. He sent the girl home. We have a little clip of it, too.
All right, here's how it started.
Are you saying, like, is she mean? Is she manipulative? Is she
this
fake?
Is Hanno going and warning him?
God, it sounds like he's like giving out a personality quiz. Is she mean? Is she manipulative? Is she? It's
well,
like, man.
Hanno was beating around the bush. She didn't want to just throw the girl under the bus.
Right.
But I wanted to say, but you are. You are throwing her under the bus. So just go ahead and say it.
Right.
Well, that looks not a good one.
So it's like hard because I'm like, if that's what she wants, then you don't want me.
Well, she's doing the whisper thing.
It's like that.
She said,
no,
that's what you want,
like,
and you don't want me.
I feel like I'm like...
So you feel like if I even have feelings for her, I can't have feelings for you.
Oh, jeez.
An ultimatum on week 3. Good idea? I don't think so.
How could you not want to watch football over that? Come on.
Even I would have picked football last night,
see,
I think. Honestly,
you're
it was
turning
so
on your,
boring.
You're turning on your show a little bit. I'm starting to feel it.
It'll get better. Although Terry...
It'll get better.
What is his name? Terry Crews, the actor?
Terry Crews. Oh, is he the guy in the Old Spice commercials?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he made a guest appearance, and that was kind of the highlight
of
the show.
He's ripped, man. He like lives in the gym.
Yeah.
They did
a fitness challenge, so I thought that was very entertaining.
Okay.
And he was there with his wife, and yeah, he's just ripped.
I would have watched that part of it.
That was the best part.
But I wouldn't have watched this, you know, if you have feelings for her, you can't have feelings for me thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch any of that. All right. Well, there's your update on Bachelor. Yeah, glad you were able to catch that last night.
Yeah.
And you're whole again.
My fiance enjoyed it because there was a pool party.
Oh, that poor guy. That poor guy. Your fiance, not Colton. Your fiance, but he has to watch that.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. Deep fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Pretty surprising news over the weekend from Lauren Elena, who was much like you, Melanie.
Yeah.
In the midst of planning a wedding, she was engaged.
I know.
And again, like you, long time boyfriend.
Yep.
This seemed to be a solid situation, but it has come to an end.
Yeah, she called it off, and then she posted this whole entire long post on Instagram about it.
Yeah, and she's kind of doing the whole, like, look, we still love each other, but the reality is we've grown into different people over the last 6 years.
I wish him the very best. It's all the same from celebrities. Just one time, I would love if someone was like, you know what? He was a real piece of crap. Peace out.
I think, though, sometimes this is the way it happens in life. Like, it's not a bad, it's just we are different people.
I agree with that, but and every celebrity releases the same
statement. It is the same. It's like they go to the same
PR
agent, and they're like, hey, I'm going to break off the engagement. And they're like, oh, I'll forward that to you. We've got that already done.
Right, here it is. Yeah. This has not been an easy decision, but we both feel it is the right decision. Thank you always for your love and support. That's an actual quote from her statement.
Kelly Clarkson, not breaking off an engagement, actually talking about wheeling her kids all around the country as she continues to be a super mom and a super pop star. Here she is talking about it.
Do the babies come on tour?
The babies come on tour. This tour, I mean, it's kind of hard being, I'm not like an absentee mom, so it's like I'm all in every time they're around. So,
yeah.
So we are, they're coming out in certain shows, you know, every once in a while, because I figured out the last time I toured, I was trying to be like super mom and a pop star at the same time. That was really hard.
It's hard to be a mom and then anything else on top of that.
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. And then
going
to
on tour and being a mom of four kids.
Just crazy. And real quick, Dustin Lynch, he's in Mexico. He has been anointed the mayor of Crash My Playa. It's a huge beach party in Mexico. He's performing, but he's got some other duties too.
Apparently, I've been deemed the mayor and the ambassador of Crash My Playa. So the duties of that are very long and strenuous. It requires me to be down there days and before and after the festival and make sure I'm well lubricated.
Wow, okay.
Dustin Lynch, well lubricated on the beaches of Mexico.
He's living the dream.
Going to be living the dream. It's going to be a hell of a party down there.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, on the way in 15 minutes, we got for you the mega tickets.
Mega
ticket at 99.5 QYK. We just played Dirk's there with Brothers Osborne. Dirk's part of the mega ticket. He'll be with John Party and Tennille Towns. That's on July
20th. So many artists you are going to get to see if you get this mega ticket.
That's what I'm saying. Like to win this mega ticket and then basically to have your entire summer concert season just done out of the way.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to make the plans because you got tickets for all of them. That's crazy.
You're going to save a lot of money, that's for sure.
15 minutes away, your first shot to win the mega ticket, 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. This is great. Dan and Shay, I got to tell you, these guys have just, they went next level at the end of 2018. They're touring everywhere. They're in London over the weekend, right? And as they get up on stage, the crowd starts chanting Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay.
But
Dan and Shay.
The accents, the English accents, make it sound like, and now the internet's like speculating of what it sounds like.
Can you do it? If with an accent?
No, but I'm hearing, listen to what I'm hearing. I'm hearing Bob and Shane. That's what I'm hearing. Here, listen.
Bob and Shane.
What do you hear?
It does sound like Bob and Shay. It sounds like Bob and Shay.
See, it sounds like Don to me because they go Don. Dan is Don.
Don
and Shane.
Don and Shay.
It does
Shay.
Say like Don and Shane.
It's just so funny that... And the guys were on stage and they were kind of looking at each other and laughing. You know, it was just kind of one of the...
Shane.
Yeah, it's almost like if somebody tells you what to hear, you know what I mean?
Right.
I hear Bob so much. Like, and by the way, I was thinking like Bob and Shane would be a funny name of a group for, you know.
Bob and Shane. After Dan and Shay come out.
Right. Like they should create an alter ego group called Bob and Shane that just play like really bad country music.
I like it.
Anyway, so those guys are on the mega ticket, and we've got the mega ticket for you. Your chance to win is on the way next. 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, we've got ridiculously easy trivia for the mega tickets.
Yes.
Mega.
We make it super easy because we want you to go.
Yeah, we want you to win. I mean, we want you to be a fan, but we want you to win and have your summer covered, your summer concert plans all taken care of. Rascal Flatts, they're going to be there with special guests. Dierks Bentley, John Party, they're coming together. There's a surprise superstar act. Hasn't been announced yet.
Ooh,
that's on August
the
2nd.
I want to know who it's going
to be. I know. And then Florida Georgia Line with Dan and Shay and Morgan Wallen. It's going to be really big, August 30th. Then it wraps up with Chris Young, Chris Jansen on September the 13th. So we'll start with caller 9 right now, 800-992-1099. We're going to ask you three of the most easy questions about the mega ticket.
Yeah, they are painfully easy.
Like, yeah, people listening will be like, are you serious? But there is a 0% chance you'll get these wrong.
Well, that's what we thought on Friday. And
I know,
did not get them right. So we made them even easier this time.
The Friday mind-blowing question that this woman, she was a really nice girl
she missed, was
Dan and Shay had a huge hit in 2018 named after a certain liquor. What was it? And
she said margarita.
When I'm margarita. Just didn't have the same. We tried to make it work for
really
it.
Just
didn't work. I will start with caller 9 now for the mega ticket. 99.5 QIK. It's Luke Combs. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. Mega ticket now up for grabs. Dude, this is the way to start the week right here.
Heck yeah.
Get that mega ticket covered. Let's welcome Carol to the show. What's going on, Carol?
Not too much. What's going on with you guys? I'm excited. I'm ready.
All right, Carol. Well, this is ridiculously easy trivia. You should nail all three of these with no problem, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Melanie's going to ask you three questions. We can't tell you whether you get this right or wrong until the end.
Yeah, and you need to get all three of them, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, number one, true or false? Dan and Shay are brothers.
False.
Okay, number two, if Chris Jansen were to buy something, what would it be? A, a fridge, B, a car, C, a boat.
A boat.
Number three, this is for all of the tickets, okay?
Go ahead.
Fill in the blank of this Rascal Flatts song. Life is a blank. I want to ride it all night long.
A party?
Carol, it's ridiculously easy trivia, but once again, unbelievable.
Oh, Carol.
It has stumped you. That is not the correct answer.
The last question you got wrong, and we can't say what it is yet because we're going to have to get another caller, but the last question you got wrong.
We're never prepared for more questions for this because we just assume the first person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Carol, so sorry.
I didn't know that one.
I think, isn't ridiculously, these, talk me out I of mean, these are not ridiculously easy, aren't
I
they?
Everybody knew that song.
Like, are we making the questions too hard?
Kevin, what do you think?
No.
To me, no.
No, I don't think so either. All right, so we don't have a mega ticket winner yet. 800-992-1099. Ridiculously easy trivia. As Melanie said, these were going to be the same questions.
And you already have two of the answers.
Right.
So you just got to get
aside
the last
from us
one
just
right.
Handing you the tickets, it doesn't get any easier. We'll get another call next. Another potential winner on the phone for ridiculously easy.
Got to be a winner.
Although if life was a party, I would ride it all night long just to let you know. I just want to clarify that. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, the mega ticket. We've been trying to give this away here for a few minutes. We did ridiculously easy trivia. We thought it was ridiculously easy.
Yes. I had some of the questions, too, and you guys told me no, they were too hard. So I had to dumb it down a little more.
All right, so now we're on to Michael in St. Pete. Welcome, Michael, to the show. What's going on, Michael?
Oh, not much. It's head over work.
I got you, brother. All right, well, here's the deal. Trying to make this the best Tuesday ever and get this mega ticket taken care of. We're going to ask you the same three ridiculously easy trivia questions, okay?
All right, perfect.
All right, we can't tell if you're right or wrong until the end. So here comes Melanie with the first question.
Okay, number one, true or false, are Dan and Shay brothers? Dan and Shay are brothers. True or false?
You say false?
False. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to number two. If Chris Jansen were to buy something, what would he buy? A, a fridge. B, a car. C, a boat.
A boat.
Number three, fill in the blank of this Rascal Flatts song. Life is a blank. I want to ride it all night long.
Life is a highway.
Michael from St. Pete, yeah. Congratulations, brother. I was getting so nervous. I was like, I was so incredibly nervous. Hang on a second there, Michael. Good job, buddy.
I'm so glad he got it.
Ridiculously easy trivia. Turns out not to be too easy today, but we get a winner. Good job, Michael. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. I had to tell you, man, I'm learning, you know, parents, we learn as we go. There's no book, there's no motivational speaker, there's no, like, you know, podcast or anything. Like, you just have to learn as you go. And Tyler, our oldest of five kids, he's 11, he's in middle school. And I had to tell you, these last minute school events, man, they come out of nowhere. Well, so you have to take band, right? And he plays an instrument. And the day before this event, which no one had any idea, we get an email from the school and they're like, we're having a band concert tomorrow night at 7:30. All right. 7:30. This is on a school night.
The day before?
Yeah, yeah. On a school night. And there's a dress code for the kids performing. Like,
oh, right. Black pants, white button down.
Yeah.
That's what it used to be when I.
Yeah. I mean, but you got to have the shoe. I mean, it's like borderline suit. I mean, it's like you're interviewing to be the CEO. Like, I'm like, okay, like, all right, well, we got to have all this stuff. And kids that age grow so quick, like, you buy clothes, like, 3 months, they're done, right? So it's like, nothing that you have is going to look good on you because you just, you grew too much.
So what do you do at that point?
Dude, you're doing last-minute shopping, you're racing around, then you're trying to figure out, like, which kids are going, which kids are not, because the baby's 7:30, he's about to go to bed.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh. And this has happened before with other school events. Charlie came home one day. And she's in elementary school, and she's like, hey, tomorrow I have a presentation, and you all need to be here for the presentation. I was like, who? And she's like, you. I was like, what time is the presentation? She's like, it's 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, I'm at work. Just like most people. Like,
yeah, a lot of people would be at work at that time.
You know what she said?
This blows my mind.
She goes, my other friend's parents are taking the day off.
What?
And looked at me.
She parent shamed you?
This was a less than 24-hour notice. And I'm having, like, dad anxiety. Like, I'm the worst dad ever. Like, I can't go to any of this stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how you deal with that guilt. That would make me feel so bad.
I know. And the kids don't bring it up to make you feel guilty. They're just really, they're proud. They want you to go and see and everything. So I couldn't go to Tyler's thing. I had to stay home with the baby and do all that. So Melissa went and everything. But I'm just like, I'm curious from other parents, like, what are those last-minute school events that you were just like, whoa, like, we got to, like, prepare. I mean, it gets expensive, and your time gets all thrown around. You know what I mean?
Can't you guys all just join forces and decide, listen, if you guys keep doing these last-minute things, we're just not going to go. This is not going to work for everybody.
You know, I told my wife, I said, it'd be cheaper to send them to private school. And it's just like, you just pay the whatever the is, but then there's no last-minute events. That's the deal. Like, I want that in the contract of the private school. we'll pay the monthly whatever.
We just need notice.
Right. You go to public school, but boy, they can hit you for a last-minute thing. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this popped up. Oh, that popped up. Boom. And I'm like, private school would have been cheaper.
I didn't realize that it was a thing between public and private school.
Yeah. 800-992-1099. Like, when did you get just bamboozled by like a last minute? You just got hoodwinked by a last minute event for your kids and you don't know what to do. So I missed Tyler's thing.
Stressful.
I missed his performance because I couldn't, and I felt terrible, but it's like,
shame.
I know. That's how I feel. Like,
Not only did you miss Charlie's little report that
she did, but then also
the band. Performance.
See, now I feel worse talking about it. I thought talking about it would make me feel better. I feel worse now. Why do we bring it up? Parents, we'll get to your calls. Last minute school events that just blew you away. You were like, what? Really? It's the morning crew on QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Man, I can't believe, like, this segment, it was just, it's
parents can relate, I guess.
Parents and teachers, too. There's like this, there's this little bit of a gap between last minute school events. And I was just saying, like, gosh, these last minute school events, they get crazy, right? Your kids will come home and they'll hit you like, oh, by the way, we have this going on. Or, oh, my teacher just told me this or that. And it's like, oh, my gosh, can't keep up. I was saying my son Tyler a week ago, he had this band thing and we just found out last minute that there was like this dress code and the time had gotten changed and pushed back. And it was like, oh, my God, like, we can't keep up with all this stuff. It's like,
yeah,
we're going to school, too.
So many kids.
Oh, man, the parents. And the parents are like, oh, we can't keep up. So we're taking calls from people. What was that last minute school event where you're like, you have got to be kidding me? Because as a parent, you got to scramble and make it happen.
Right.
Right. Let's welcome Jessica to the show. What's up, Jessica?
I just want to say you guys made my morning because I happened to flip to you guys for the just at that point where you were talking about the last minute school things. And I went, I'm not the only one.
Good. So Mark's not alone.
Jessica, see, this is crazy. I was doing this honestly, selfishly for my therapy, but I'm glad like there's people like you out there so we can kind of like, you know, bond together.
It's like a support group.
Right. It literally was just perfect timing. We literally went through this morning and I'm a single mom and this is my daughter's in kindergarten. So I was not prepared.
So what was the last minute thing this morning that came up?
It's been all week, actually, but this morning it was, oh, by the way, Mommy, today's the 100th day of school, and I was
I saw this
for the class.
That 100th day of school will get you every year, Jessica. I'm just telling you right now. Like,
yeah,
that,
see, now I know.
Yeah.
I had a feeling you were going to say that because my Facebook feed has been flooded with all of these kid dressed up as old, like, elderly people, and I go, wait, what's going on? And, oh, it's the 100th day of school.
Oh, okay. See, they didn't do that. At least I didn't have to do that. But I had to come up with cheese puffs this morning. Also, her Kiwanis Kids collection for puffs. Soda pop tabs was due.
Oh,
and
my
I went, oh, okay, good. I'm glad we remembered that. And then let's see, earlier this week, it was the project for the 100th day of school that was due the day before she told me it was due and went, oh, yeah, they told us yesterday we were supposed to turn this in. I have to bring 100 items to school. And I went, okay, well, I have ball bearings in the garage.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
No, you're doing a great job. Hang in there, all right?
You too. You got five. You got your hands full.
I know.
I feel better now.
I'm telling you. Even Jessica just talking, it's like I start to get like the tightness in my throat where I was like, oh no, do I have something to do? Do I have a project to do? You know what
Better
I mean?
Start collecting 500 items
for your
kids.
Oh my gosh. Parents are totally feeling you, Jessica, this morning. It's last minute school events. Sneak up and get you. It's 99.5 QIK Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie, and new music from Kane Brown. As good as you. 99.5 QIK, it's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Just saying how. Man, my wife and I, we're like feeling, it's just, you know, the five kids thing, right? We're just feeling the pressure of like all the school, like projects and, you know.
It's a lot of stuff
just
to keep
events.
Track of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot to keep track of. And, you know, it's just sometimes it's like you hear about something and then you forget about it. Other times you hear about something, it's sort of last minute. And you're like, oh, man, how do I prepare for this? And you're scrambling around. So we're
the
just talking.
The joys of parenthood. I can't wait.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just you got to keep up with it. You can't let your kids down. So it's like you're calling audibles left and right to try to figure this out. So we get a lot of calls from parents, be like, oh, yeah, then this, then that. And you got to do the best you can do. Let's talk to Rebecca. Welcome, Rebecca.
Okay, so public school posts their stuff on the school website. Those calendars are made out well in advance. And children that are going to a concert practice every day in class maybe shouldn't be playing on Instagram and Fortnite and maybe could text mom and dad, hey, next month is a concert that we're practicing for every day for the last 30 days. Please show up.
Oh, wow. Okay, so really there is some way to know everything that's going on well in advance, and it's online.
Teachers have, what, 30 kids per class times 6 classes a day? We get information out online. We get information out through paper. It's there. Look for it. Ask your child. Tell them to text you at lunch. What's going on?
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate the phone call.
Oh, man, Mark, you just got called out. It's on you. It has nothing to do with the school.
I just did some quick math. There are about 180 kids in for a real treat today. So good luck. That's quick math right there. Wow. All right. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
All right, junk food alert, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is it wrong that I'm hungry and I want these?
Melanie, I tell you, you told me a minute ago about this, and I was like, I'm starving now. And I've been craving, I don't know what's going on. I try to be healthy. I've been craving junk food like you wouldn't believe.
Are you on your Myriad?
I think it's what it is. My wife, over the weekend, she's like, don't talk about this on the radio. I was like, fine, I won't. She had four.
And so here we are.
She had four pieces of pizza on Saturday night. She never eats like that. She's like, I'm craving four? Junk food like crazy. Four pieces of pizza. She never eats like that. But listen to this. Well, I hope my wife isn't listening for two reasons. One, because she'd be mad I just said that. But for two, she'll be all about this.
Yeah, Taco Bell, they're bringing back their now infamous nacho fries. I don't know if you've had these things.
Once I did.
You did? Kevin, have you had them?
Yes.
They were only $1 when they first came out.
Yes. I've had them too. And I am a healthy eater 99% of the time. But, man, these nacho fries, they come with the dipping sauce, too.
The cheese dipping sauce.
And they were for a limited time, but now they're coming back to all of the Taco Bell menus starting on January 24th. So just in time as everybody's giving up
day
on
after tomorrow, by the way. Yeah.
New Year's resolution. Yeah, so 2 days away.
Okay, and this is permanent, or is it just...
Well, they said it's only going to be available for a limited time.
Oh, gosh. So you just got to eat as much as you can because you don't know when it's coming back.
Yeah, you have to. It's like the McRib. You never know when it's going to leave and come back.
McRib. It's in and out of your life. It's just like unbelievable. All right, there you go. That's junk food alert of the day, and it was a good one.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Mark and Melanie. All right, if you're as obsessed with the show The Bachelor as Melanie, you can text us now. You guys can bond. You guys can bond on the text line.
Oh, I have full-blown conversations about The Bachelor with people on the text line.
Feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday. So many people had off yesterday. So Bachelor was on last night. And Colton had a private date, right? What was her name that he...
It's called a one-on-one. I love that you call it a private date.
Well, it's private. One-on-one's private, right?
Right. Okay. Well, it was a one-on-one date with Elise, I guess the redhead.
This is not private because it was on TV. So it wasn't private.
A very public one-on-one date.
Public private date. Well, Tennille Arts, a country music artist, a Canadian country music artist, she performed on their one-on-one date last night. And she has agreed to come on with us. We're going to talk to her next. And she's going to tell us about what it was like to be... on The Bachelor show performing and get her insights.
Yeah, I wanted to hear about if there really was chemistry, if she thinks Elise is a front runner.
Right, or anything going on behind the scenes, too.
Right.
All right, we'll talk to her next, 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, so Tennille Arts is going to join us. It's going to be about another 10 minutes or so. She's in Canada. Well, she was in Nashville late last night, so we think she may have flown back to Canada. She was on The Bachelor last night performing.
She did such a great job. She looked so pretty, too.
Yeah, really, really good-looking lady. And so we're going to have her on in about 10 minutes trying to get a hold of her, but she DM'd us and has promised she's going to come on and talk about performing her new country music single on The Bachelor last night. So 10 minutes, you'll hear, and we'll get the insight, all the behind the scenes,
juicy stuff about Colton.
The drama on the way, 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, Melanie is just all about The Bachelor. She's insane about it. She's got problems. She needs to talk to somebody.
I feel like I'm pot committed at this point. I've just watched it for so many seasons that I can't not watch it anymore.
Last night, a new country artist, Tennille Arts, was on, and she performed. And she's set to join us any second here. They're connecting. She's in Nashville. But she performed for the one-on-one date with Colton. And what was her name?
You already know the term.
But I can't remember her name.
Elise. She's a redhead. She's super pretty. She's 31 years old. And I know that because Demi, who's the villain on this season so far,
right,
she calls her an older lady.
An older lady. Yeah, that doesn't
and
sound
31
nice.
Years
that's insane
old.
Nice when she says that.
I wanted to strangle Demi through
my
TV. I was don't you call me old.
I'm telling you, you're really insane
well,
about
I'm
this
30.
Show. Okay, Tennille is on. Hey, Tennille, welcome. Hi, Tennille.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're doing all good. It's funny to talk to you after so many millions of people watched you last night on The Bachelor. That had to be cool for you to see.
Oh, my gosh. It was such an incredible moment. I feel like I'm still on a high. I could hardly sleep last night.
I bet. I watched, and A, you looked absolutely beautiful, and your performance was great.
Thank you so much. You know, we had a viewing party here in Nashville, and to see so many friends and industry people come out to see that, and then after the performance on the show, I woke up this morning and, you know, the fans are so loyal to that show. They love everything that's on it. And this morning I woke up and my single, I Hate This, is number one on the country iTunes chart. And
no way.
Man.
I just couldn't believe it. I mean, that's all I've ever wanted is for people to hear my music. So it's pretty incredible to see that.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, their first introduction to you was last night through The Bachelor. And then now they're buying Tenille Art's music. That's got to feel great. While you're on the show and while you're doing it, like, are you following the show because you got a chance to be on it? Or are you just like, nah, I'm just focused on my career?
Well, I love the show. I've actually been watching for like 5 years, having parties in my apartment, you know. But yeah, so
same.
I'm a fan of the show. But I got to perform on it last year as well. So, you know, this year just kind of feels like a level up. And it's just incredible that they asked an artist to come back and perform again. I'm just so happy about that.
Yeah, that's major. That's when you know you did something right, for sure. When Elise and Colton, because it was a one-on-one date, and at the end of it, he goes, okay, I have one more surprise for you. And then they walk into the concert. How much of a heads up do you have from producers that, like, this is a one-on-one date? Do you think it's a group date? Do you know who's coming in with him?
Well, it's crazy. I really thought that TV was super, super planned out and, you know, they would have everything ready to go. But, I mean, we didn't know which song was going to be on the show because I actually performed two songs. And we really didn't know that it was going to be like a full audience until a couple weeks before. And then we didn't know what the date was going to be like until we got there. So we were kind of like on the edge of our seats, just ready to go because, you know, they were having a date outside the theater.
Right.
And we had to be so quiet and just kind of wait and see, you know, producers were talking and being like, okay, he's going to give her the rose now. And, you know, he's got it in his hand. And so be ready to go. So that was kind of our warning.
Now, I know that when you're up on stage, it's kind of hard to see the audience because you got all the lights on you. But when they walked in, I mean, I know the crowd was already cheering as it was. But when they walked in, did you get to see them? Did you feel like they had chemistry?
Yeah, I got to see them right as they walked in. They kind of, like, put the lights towards them. So I actually could see them walk all the way in. And then they danced in front of us for a while. And it was just incredible. I think that they had really great chemistry. I mean, I really like Colton, and I thought Elise, you know, watching the show, I just think she's so mature, and so I'm really, like, hoping the best for them, but they definitely seem to have something between them.
Tenille Arts is hanging out with us. She performed last night on The Bachelor. So, Tenille, you mentioned a little bit about Colton. It's funny because we were talking to Melanie before, and Melanie's a super, super fan. And she's like, oh, yeah, I saw Tenille perform last night. She was awesome. And I was like, well, what do you think of Colton? And she's like, a little vanilla, like not enough of an edge.
He's so cute and so sweet, but I just need a little edge.
But Tenille, like, if you, like, what would you be looking for in a guy? Like, is Colton the guy? Or, like, would you need someone a little more maybe, like, edgy? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he's really fun, and I think he's a little bit more quirky than, like, we really see on TV. I don't know. But I definitely think a little bit of edge is good. But he seems like a really nice guy, like a good guy.
Well, that's Tenille Art. So, Tenille, I know people are flocking to iTunes and checking out your music. Where can people find you? Where do you want to steer the audience so people can come and buy your music and check out more about you?
Well, they can go to my website, TennilleArts.com, or, you know, I'm always on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and it's just Tenille Arts, and they'll be able to find it, of course, wherever they like to listen to music. I've got, you know, an album and of course, the new single, I Hate This, so I would love it if people would check that out.
Listen, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations,
just
for
a
real.
Just a massive platform last night, and you did a great, great job, and you're a lot of fun to talk to, so we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you chatting with me this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.